It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A quick check of Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast. Partly cloudy today, 75 to 80. Some rain possible tonight, low about 60. Tomorrow, sun, a chance of showers, 80. Friday, turning partly sunny, 85 to 90. And hazy and humid on Saturday, 85 to 90. We'll check the details of that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Well, all Connecticut counties have now reached the substantial level for community spread, according to the Center for Disease Control. Litchfield County was the final county in Connecticut to reach that level. Last week, the CDC released new mask guidance saying counties with substantial or high levels of community transmission were advised to wear masks indoors, regardless of vaccination status. New London and Hartford counties had reached that substantial threshold by then. New Haven was added to that category on Friday. Windham, Tolland, and Fairfield counties, and now Litchfield County is added to that total. Governor Ned Lamont said yesterday he would welcome a special legislative session to decide how to respond to the latest wave of the pandemic in Connecticut. The latest set of executive orders, including one dictating masks in public schools, expires on September 30th. Speaking during a visit to the Juniper Design Group in Southington, Lamont said he's been talking to legislative leaders informally about what should happen next. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman's press release yesterday, mask wearing is now advised indoors in public areas in Columbia County. The Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said yesterday that as of midday, Department of Health has recorded 7 new positive cases among county residents. For the days of Saturday, Sunday, and Monday combined, 15 new cases recorded. There are currently 2 individuals hospitalized, 1 in the ICU. The county is not installing a mask mandate at that point, said the County Board of Supervisors. The way things stand, people need to make their own mask decisions. I would say if you're unsure, wear a mask. We are strongly recommending, though, that masks be worn indoors in public places. County Emergency Management Director David Harrison added that businesses can require the wearing of masks in their place of business. In Massachusetts, the Berkshire Medical Center has changed their visitation policy amid the COVID uptick. Berkshire Health Systems revising its visitation policy. Starting today, the visitation at Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield and Fairview Hospital in Great Barrington will be limited to 1 healthy visit per patient in adult medical surgical units and pediatrics, according to their release. Previously, 2 visitors were allowed. Visitation hours will remain the same, noon to 8 p.m. daily in the adult medical surgical unit and 2 to 8 p.m. in the critical care and progressive care units. Visitation guidelines remained unchanged for maternity. The hospital's emergency departments, outpatient services, and physician practices where 1 visitor is allowed, according to the hospital. I think he should resign. President Biden calls for New York Governor Cuomo to step down after the sexual misconduct allegations and the investigation report yesterday. The president called for the governor to resign following that damning report from the state attorney general's office that alleged Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women, including state employees, in violation of state and federal laws. Quote, I think he should resign, Biden said, sticking by his position from March when he said the Democratic governor should resign if the attorney general investigation confirmed the sexual harassment claims. Sharon Park and Recreation presents the final of their Sharon Summer concert series, The Regulators, Roots Rock, American Country, and Blues. More information, SharonParkandRecreation.org. Sharon Hospital, part of New Vance Health, will host its online community update 5:30 till 7:30 on Thursday, August 5th, via online live stream video. Members of the surrounding community are invited to join the webinar to hear from the hospital president discussing the latest hospital developments and updates on the affiliation that created New Vance Health. The independent monitor engaged by New Vance Health will be present to report on its review of compliance with the affiliation agreement issued by the Connecticut's Office for Health Strategy. A question and answer period will follow the presentation. Participants are encouraged to submit questions in advance. Email sharonhospital@newvancehealth.org or call 845-554-1734 with their name and telephone number. Instructions on how to join the virtual meeting are posted on the hospital's website, newvancehealth.org/CTForums. The event will also stream at facebook.com/Sharon Hospital. The American Mural Project is hosting preview tours on Thursday in August to view the current mural installation progress. The tours on August 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th will be offered at 5:30, lasting approximately 45 minutes, and precede see the Friends of Main Street Summer Concert Series at East End Park. Pre-registration is required for the tours at 90 Whiting Street in Winsted, Connecticut. Limited registrations are available. For the reservations and more information, on the web, americanmuralproject.org/tours. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise in North Canaan at the Couch Pipe at VFW Post and Auxiliary continues this Thursday from 6 till 9 p.m. The Hot Shot Hillbillies. It's rain or shine. All activities are 6 till 9 p.m. Coming up at the Roelof Jansen Community Library, Bees and Beekeeping on Friday, August 6th from 10 to 11 in the morning. Children having the opportunity to learn all about bees and beekeeping from local beekeeper John Jasmine at the library. More information, rojanlibrary.org. Salisbury Congregational Church presents Meeting House Music Meditation the first Friday of every month from noon till 12:30. A half hour of organ and instrumental music free to the community at Salisbury Congregational Church. The August Meeting House Music and Meditation will be held this Friday with selections from Bach, Pachelbel, and Mendelssohn. An exhibition of painting and other forms of art, the Rose Algren Art Show, will open up on Friday with no reception from 2 till 6 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 12 noon at Cornwall Consolidated School in West Cornwall. Portions of the proceeds are donated to Cornwall Women's Society Scholarship Fund. More information, rosealgrenartshow.org. Friday on the Green continues with summer events in Norfolk's Village Green this coming Friday. African Drumming and Storytelling presented by the Norfolk United Congregational Church and the Norfolk Library. The 62nd Annual Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair will be held Saturday all day on the Green, typically between 60 and 80 vendors offering original works. The show opens at 10, closes at 5 p.m. It's rain or shine. Food services are available. It is a free event. Sharon Methodist Church will be having another tag sale on Saturday from 9 to 3 in the basement, Upper Main Street, which is still full. Prices will be negotiable. Community Dog Show, the front lawn of the Stockbridge Library on Saturday, 10:30 till 1, a day filled with dogs and fun, raffle prizes, children's craft table, dog-themed story time, and story walk, and you can read aloud to a dog. The Kent Memorial Library has local artist Thomas Franklin having artwork displayed at the library's galley. It continues through the end of August. Now, a special reception will be held this Saturday at the library from 4 until 6 p.m. Ankrum Opera House announces the in-person return of Storytelling Stories, Real People, Real Stories, August 7th at 7 p.m. The summer's presentation features authentic personal narratives told by four local residents for a live audience at the Hilltop Barn, Rojan Park in Hillsdale, New York. Tickets and more information, ankrumoperahouse.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. Also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 35,116.40, the NASDAQ at 14,761.30, and the S&P 500 at 4423.15. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.